You can tell I'm a little fired up. It's a big weekend around here. The game of the week in college football is featuring my alma mater, Syracuse. I'm not used to this. This guy I work with over at SNY, he is like the leader. He's the unofficial leader of the Notre Dame New York fan club. So I had to have him on, the former LAX star. Now you see him on all the time at SNY. He's trying to keep guys like me and Moose and Salicata in line. My main man, Eamon McEnany. Eamon, my boy, how you doing? What's happening, bro?
I'm fired up, JJ. Thanks for having me on. I'm ready for Saturday. This thing's going to be awesome.
Well, Eamon, I had to have you on because we have had a lot of sparring matches over the last couple of weeks talking about this game and whether or not it was going to have significant meaning. Was Notre Dame going to be undefeated going in? So you know Notre Dame. You're a Notre Dame guy through and through. Did you think going to Yankee Stadium the weekend before November, Notre Dame would be undefeated?
No. I mean, I really didn't. I thought, now again, I mean, you're asking me like in August or July where I thought Virginia Tech's going to be Virginia Tech, Stanford's going to be Stanford, Florida State's going to be Florida State. You know, I saw a stub their toe there, and obviously it almost happened in the Pittsburgh game, which everyone seems to hold over their head every week. But, you know, I did not think this was a team that would be riding into the second-to-last game of the year at Yankee Stadium undefeated. No, I never would have guessed it.
Now, what was the moment for you, Eamon? Was it right out of the gate, the Michigan game? Was it Virginia Tech in October? When was the moment you sat there and said to yourself, holy smokes, this team is legit?
I think the Stanford game, and I know that has lost some significance lately because Stanford isn't what we thought they would be, and they've kind of fallen off. But, you know, Michigan, that was a weird game. You know, they had a quick first drive where they took the lead, and then they hit a bomb. Wimbush threw a bomb into double coverage where the wide receiver outjumped the defensive back, and then they just kind of held on. And you walked away from that game not so much impressed with Notre Dame as unimpressed with Michigan. And obviously Michigan has righted the ship by beating up on the weak Big Ten, but we'll get into that maybe later. But I think it was the Stanford game. And then, you know, I think even though Northwestern isn't great, I think the way they calmly took the lead and then even more calmly regained it to 10 when after they blocked the punt and the wheels could have came off showed me a lot. But I would definitely say where I thought we could be a playoff team or Notre Dame could be a playoff team with the Stanford game. Now, just because that's a good quarterback, and that wide receiver Whiteside is very good. And, you know, we dominated them in the second half. And the defense is legit, and they couldn't block Jerry Tillery at 4 sacks. And that's what Notre Dame's been missing, that beast up front and a pass rush. And now Notre Dame has that. So I think that was the game where I said, you know what, we can do some things.
Eamon, out of all the games on the schedule, is this the game that has you worked up the most because of what Syracuse has been doing lately, scoring a ton of points, being the surprise team coming out of the ACC? Obviously, the Stanford game, you knew it was going to be a big game as far as marquee. Virginia Tech on the surface looked like it was going to be a tricky game. Pitt, historically speaking, has always given them trouble. Is this game, though, like the one that you've been looking at for a while saying, geez, this could be the one that basically ends Notre Dame's chances?
Well, I don't look at it that way, but yeah, I mean, I think this is the team that can score. I mean, this is guys, the team that's got an experienced quarterback that's not going to flinch. I think Dino Babers is a great motivator. I think he's upset that, you know, he's still thinking about the 1-16 at MetLife that kind of got away. And it's a, you know, here's this, it's the same thing with the Northwestern game. It's a total house money game for Syracuse because it's out of conference. They're 10-point underdogs. They're supposed to lose. They can let it rip. And if they win, it's an upset of a number 3 team. If they lose, so what? Let's go worry about our conference, and it's not going to affect our bowl standings. So Dino Babers can play loose and let it rip. He can go for it on 4th down. He can run trickeration plays. He can fake punts. He can do all that stuff because in the grand package, in the grand total scheme of things, this is a house money game for Syracuse because even if they get beat by 50, and they win their next couple ACC games, the bowl game they're going to go to won't be affected at all. And that's what scared me about Northwestern because it was the same thing. Look at Northwestern. They lost that game to Notre Dame, and they're still playing for the Big Ten title. So I think that's what scares me. And then the fact that it's at Yankee Stadium and they're wearing those silly uniforms as opposed to keeping it home in South Bend, you just open yourself up for a classic second guess if they lose.
Well, Eamon, can you explain that to me? And I get it. You know, it's Yankee Stadium. They want to have some theme with Yankee Stadium and whatnot. You know, Notre Dame, for goodness sakes, you're not going to wear the gold helmets at Yankee Stadium. I mean, that to me is outrageous.
No, I'm with you. I'm not going to argue. Look, you have one of the most iconic uniforms in the whole sport. Wear it. If the point of these games is to bring your campus basically to your alums and across the country, which I don't have a problem with. I don't necessarily have a problem with the Shamrock Series game. You know, they played in Fenway Park. They played in Soldier Field. They played in Texas. And now you're coming to Yankee Stadium. And obviously I'm biased because I get to go to the game on the 4 train instead of flying out to South Bend. But the uniform is a little much. It's not a good look. Look, they've changed the uniforms for this game. You know, many years ago in 2012 when they went undefeated, we saw the uniforms in the preseason and they're like they were hideous. Then they wore them against Miami and won 40-0, and we're like, oh, maybe not so bad. I mean, I don't mind the pinstripe motif, if you will, on like T-shirts and hats and sweatshirts. But the uniform looks a little goofy. It just does. I mean, so I'm with you. I'm not gonna, you know. And, look, Under Armour's in on it. Notre Dame's in on it. The Shamrock Series works. It makes a ton of money for the cities that they go to. It spreads the mission of the school. Look, Mom, I'm taking my sons. You know, my sons are going to hear the fight song up the wazoo this weekend. You know, I hope that makes them want to go to Notre Dame and, you know, set that goal. And I think that's part of why they do this. But for a football, from a purely football standpoint, you wish this game was in South Bend and they were wearing the blue and gold.
My main man, Eamon McEnany, check him out each and every day on SNY. He's the leader of the unofficial Notre Dame fan club. As far as I'm concerned, he's the leader of the fan club. And Eamon, as far as the breakdown here, because you got my intolerable alma mater that's licking their wounds after losing to Danny Hurley in UConn. We got another basketball game Friday. Then it's Notre Dame Syracuse. What are you anticipating fan breakdown? 65-35, 70-30 in favor of Notre Dame just because they have that tradition, especially with football and, you know, the fight song and all that good stuff? I expect more Notre Dame fans to be there.
Well, it's a Notre Dame home game. So, I mean, we have access to more tickets, and we're the ones who've circled this. I think the Syracuse, you can tell me I'm wrong, but I don't think I am. I think the Syracuse fan base is more in tune for basketball than football.
No,
and they were probably saying, oh, I'm not going to make that 4-hour trip. And now some of them all of a sudden like, hey, let's go make that 4-hour trip. You know, we're number 12 in the country. But, from my non-scientific small sample size of the SNY newsroom, none of you guys have tickets except you. So I would think 70-30. You know, Alex Holter, your big buddy from Cuse who loves to scream at the TV when Boeheim doesn't get a call, he's not going, you know. So, you guys, there were a lot more people fired up to go to the Garden and watch Connecticut a month ago than probably Syracuse football. But to credit to Dino Babers and this team, they've made this game a lot more exciting and a lot more relevant by coming in with the number 12 ranking in the country. But I do think 70-30 just because the Notre Dame fans have circled it for longer. I mean, I hopped all over this ticket as soon as it was announced.
Before I get your biggest key to the game, as far as Notre Dame teams they've had under Brian Kelly, Eamon, is this the best one they've had?
I think it's the most balanced. I think the 2012 team that got blowtorched by Alabama after a perfect season had more studs. You know, Stephon Tuitt was a stud. Manti Te'o in college was a stud. Theo Riddick is still in the NFL. I'm not going to rattle off the whole roster, but I think, as the coach said, the sum is greater than the parts. I just think this is an incredibly balanced team, and the way Ian Book is playing, the offense is clicking. So you're getting production from like 3 or 4 receivers, and Dexter Williams has become a game changer at parts, at points. Northwestern and Pitt somehow took the running game away. Florida State had a very good run defense, and Notre Dame was able to run the ball down their throat. So I don't think this team jumps off you talent-wise like the 2012 team did. I just think it's more balanced more of a foundation, a stronger foundation than that team.
Eamon, if Syracuse picks off Notre Dame, if Notre Dame's playing in a white knuckle, let's say, it's a tie game with 4 or 5 minutes to play, what happens in this spot?
Ian Book pulls it out like he did at Northwestern. I just think he's cool, calm, and collected. There's something about him right now that's not getting him rattled. I have not seen a lot of Syracuse. I've seen a lot of Eric Dungy over the years. I've not seen a lot of Syracuse this year other than seeing the scores. So they can score, obviously. You can see them put up the points. They also give up the points. Or they give up 44 to Pitt. I think their back seven is a little weak. It can be exposed. That seems to be the issue for them, putting up a lot of points. I mean, what, they go double overtime with Carolina, single overtime with Carolina?
Double overtime, yep. You nailed it.
Yeah, double overtime with Carolina. So I think Notre Dame has to protect the ball. I mean, you know that going in. And I think special teams will be key. I think the only reason why Notre Dame's been in white-knuckler games this year is because the special teams have let them down. They gave up kickoff returns for touchdowns against Pitt and Michigan, and they had a punt block against Northwestern. That Northwestern game was over, rocking chair night. Betty Bye was all, tell Herb Street that we have a dominant win over Northwestern, and then they block the punt, and all of a sudden now it's a white-knuckler, and you're gripping your fist and saying, come on, let's not blow this game. So I think special teams is a way for Syracuse to pull off the upset. If they can get a big return play in there, which Notre Dame has been susceptible to, and, just sort of chip away at Notre Dame and pull off some trick plays, then Notre Dame will be sweating this one.
And the final one here. If this Notre Dame team runs the table, and I think they will, I think they're going to beat Syracuse on Saturday. I think they're going to be playing in the college football playoff. Do you believe it will be different this time around as opposed to what happened when they played Bama in that championship game? Like, is this team more equipped to playing with a Clemson, to playing with and beating a Georgia, for example? One of those tough four teams. Would your confidence level be a lot higher?
Hold on a second, JJ. You changed the question there. Is it Alabama or is it Georgia and Clemson?
No. Let's take Alabama out of it. That's fair.
Right.
Nobody's beating Alabama. Clemson, right. Georgia, Michigan, even though they beat Michigan. These teams, they play them New Year's Day or a day or two before New Year's Day. Totally fair. I should exclude Alabama from everybody else because you know what? It appears they're on a different wavelength. If they're playing 2, 3, or 4 and you're not matched up with Alabama, do you like your chances?
There's not a doubt in my mind. Ask anyone who watched that first game against Michigan, other than a Big Ten apologist, who was the better team. And I don't get this idea that Michigan's vastly improved and Notre Dame isn't. Since then, first of all, that was with Brandon Wimbush and without Dexter Williams. I mean, that's just such a flawed narrative that Michigan has surpassed Notre Dame. It's complete gibberish. And here's the other thing about Georgia. Georgia was better last year. Notre Dame played them to a one-point game. Now, look, Georgia was the better team. There's no doubt, but it was a one-point game. You know, a couple of years ago, Notre Dame went down to Clemson and it came down to a two-point conversion. So this idea that Notre Dame needs to catch up to the elite is just flawed. I get it. You know, I get it. They got blowtorched. They got outclassed. They got dominated, waxed by Alabama that night. And that'll always hang over their head. But that was a long time ago. And this year, you know what? The same thing could happen because this Alabama team, it might be one for the ages. But if they're 3 and Clemson's 2, I think that's a fourth quarter game. Now, I could be wrong. That kid could be the second coming of Dan Marino and Peyton Manning wrapped up in one, and he could shred us for 5 touchdown passes. But I just think this Notre Dame team is solid up and down the line, and I think defensively it's rock solid at every level. I think that front four with Jerry Tillery has proven to be able to get to the quarterback. I think Coney and Tranquil are stud linebackers, and I think Julian Love and the safeties make the secondary extremely effective. So I think if they can get to the 3, which if they win out, they should, only if you're drinking ESPN's Kool-Aid, do you think Michigan with a loss to Notre Dame should jump Notre Dame? You get Clemson and avoid Alabama. I think you hang around in the fourth quarter with Clemson. I'm not going to sit there and say they roll Clemson by any stretch of the imagination, but they're fine. I think it blows my mind, JJ, to sit here and listen. No one questions anyone else's credentials except Notre Dame. Notre Dame's the yeah, but of this whole debate. Oklahoma has a loss to a bad Texas team, and everyone thinks Oklahoma would beat Notre Dame. Georgia got beat by 3 touchdowns. They didn't lose a heartbreaker to LSU. They got blowtorched. And everyone says, oh, well, Georgia's better than Notre Dame, right? Everyone's better than Michigan, lost to Notre Dame, fair and square. And everyone wants to say, oh, well, Michigan, if they played again now in a neutral site, Michigan would roll easily. I mean, please, spare me. They played a game, and Notre Dame that game was never in doubt in the second half.
My main man, he's fired up. How could he not be? He's got an undefeated alma mater. Eamon McEnany, you see him all the time on SNY. And Eamon, we're going to have to negotiate the terms now of the 10 to 10 and a half. The next time I see him, may have to be a cold one, one of these nights. Maybe it's outside on River Avenue. Maybe it's at the SNY downtown, wherever we may figure it out. But I don't know. We're going to have to negotiate that.
After baseball night in New York, we meet at O'Hara's. Yeah, we'll
there we go.
We'll figure something out. But I hope I bump into you Saturday, JJ. It should be a fun time. Like you said, who would ever think that the most important game of the weekend would be in New York City?
Amen to that. Eamon McEnany, SNY. Eamon, good stuff, man. Appreciate a couple minutes, all right?
Thanks for having me on, JJ. It was fun.
Far too kind. Eamon, who is as good as it gets at the Notre Dame stuff, and he's feeling good about his boys. How could he not be? Undefeated, getting ready for Syracuse on Saturday.